AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Idaho, Brian Koberger heard his sentence.
His actions have made him the worst of the worst.
Judge Stephen Hippler sentenced Koberger to life in prison for the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students in 2022.
I will not attempt to speak about him further, other than to simply sentence him so that he is forever removed from civilized society.
Koberger pleaded guilty to avoid the death penalty. Before sentencing, he heard from friends and families of the victims, including their roommate, Dylan Mortensen.
He is a hollow vessel, something less than human. A body without empathy, without remorse. He chose destruction. He chose evil. He feels nothing.
Whether family and friends will get any answers about why Koberger did it or how he came to target the four remains to be seen. A doctor pleaded guilty to selling Friends star Matthew Perry ketamine in the month leading up to his death.
Dr. Salvador Plasencia said in federal court he provided Perry with ketamine vials, lozenges, and syringes in the weeks leading up to his death in October 2023. A medical examiner determined that ketamine was Perry's primary cause of death. He had struggled with addiction for years. The Friends star's personal assistant, friend, and another doctor all agreed to plead guilty last year in exchange for their cooperation. That was so that the government could go after larger targets, Plasencia and a drug dealer known as the Ketamine Queen, Jasveen Sangha. Her trial is scheduled to start next month. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Tulsi Gabbard, President Trump's Director of National Intelligence, is touting from the White House podium the release of a House report that she claims helps undercut the reality of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Stocks are higher in late-day trading. This is AP News. Rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine's latest run-in with the law has him facing more prison time.
After pleading guilty to drug possession in violation of his supervised release from a federal prison sentence on racketeering and conspiracy charges, the performer, whose real name is Daniel Hernandez, pleaded guilty in 2018 to his involvement with the violent Nine Tray Gangsta Bloods. He was given a lenient two-year sentence for his cooperation against other gang members, but last November, 6ix9ine was found in violation of his probation and sentenced to another 45 days in federal custody. He declined comment after Wednesday's hearing and could face up to 5 years in prison when he's sentenced September 25th. Julie Walker, New York.
Hershey and other chocolate makers are hiking prices as cocoa remains near record highs. More information from APNews.com. Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.